Welcome to a special drive time this evening. I'm Greg Frizzell, general manager and owner of the Mount Washington Radio Group, 93.5 WMWV FM, Magic 104.5 and 98.1 FM, and Easy 95.3 FM. I'm here with Gino Devaney. How are we doing, Gino?
We're doing excellent. Thank you. I want to remind everyone that you can text in and be part of this conversation. We want you to text in that number, 603-356-9145. We're going to be talking to Memorial Hospital one more time here on Drive Time, which is a Valley update on COVID-19. Now's the time to ask any question that you may have. Again, text in 603-356-9145. You can also email us, office@wmwv.com.
All right, at this point, I'd like to thank our sponsors of Drive Time, the law offices of Cooper Cargill Chant, Leone McDonald and Roberts, certified public accountants, and Settlers Green. And now I'd like to invite our doctors in tonight and the president from Memorial Hospital, Art Matheson, the president, and chief medical officer, Dr. Matt Dunn. How are we?
We're great. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, great. Thanks, Greg.
Excellent. I think this is a really great time to have you guys on the air. Knowing that we've had a lot of interesting movements with the COVID-19 lately and the governor's speech at the end of last week. So I think people probably have a lot of questions and things are kind of changing as they will. So let's get started off with what is the status of hospital services at this point?
Well, I'd like to say, first of all, the hospital has always, since the start of COVID-19, been providing non-COVID and COVID care when needed. We did shift in mid-March once COVID started to increase in New England, and we saw the need to do so to primarily urgent and essential care across the board. Since then, and over the last couple of weeks, we have been planning for what we thought would be the governor of New Hampshire and also Maine, since we care for a number of Maine patients, coming out and shifting to time-sensitive care. And so we're providing urgent and emergent care as always, and we're also providing time-sensitive care for outpatient, that's primary care, as well as specialty care, general surgery, orthopedics, OB-GYN, and then also procedures and surgeries.
So if someone just basically has a physical coming up, is this the time to give you guys a call?
Well, so the thing that I've been saying to people is there's no magic pill or answer for each person's care that they need. So our recommendation is that they call the hospital if they have a question and talk to somebody at the hospital, particularly a provider, and get that feedback. And let me give you an example of a physical that might be time essential and one that the provider would want that individual coming in. And that's a well-child visit or physical where the child needs an immunization. And that's a key one that a parent could call and say, my child needs these immunizations, and get that guidance. And the guidance would likely be that we would want that child to come in and get those immunizations because they're time sensitive.
So basically, as you're starting to kind of focus on getting some other parts of the hospital open, it really becomes a situation where basically giving the hospital a call if you've been kind of putting things off and asking them, is this the time to schedule it or not? And they'll help you figure that out?
Absolutely. I mean, you have to think about this, Greg, as it shifted. And we weren't looking at it right at the beginning of COVID, late February, early March. But as we went week after week, we realized that a lot of care that might not have been time-sensitive early March is now time-sensitive.
Yep.
And that could range from a myriad of things, but we want our patients to know that we're doing everything to make this hospital the safest hospital that we can be and continue and increase the care, particularly the non-COVID care that we haven't been providing in the past because we've been ramping up. And so definitely give us a call and we'll guide you through and get you the care that you need.
So, yeah, basically you're kind of in a transition mode, I would say.
We're absolutely in a transition mode. We were watching the governor on Friday at 3 p.m. The senior team was here watching him on the big screen. It was good to get that guidance from him and then also Governor Mills earlier in the week. And the team here is ready to get back to some level of normalcy, but also be ready if for some reason there's a surge that comes our way in the near future.
Now, does this mean the hospital is no longer in a state of emergency, or what was code white, I believe?
Yes, the term is code white, and we are still in code white at this time, and we will remain in code white for at least several weeks. We have a couple of triggers, one in particular that we're looking at as the weather, which is great, is getting nicer, like today, and there are going to be more people visiting the valley, as always, and we want to see as that influx of folks comes into the valley, what that means as far as COVID positives and inpatients. And the next holiday, I think, will tell us a lot about what we can do as far as standing down things like our code white, bringing down the two COVID tents outside of our ED, and a number of other things that we've prepared over the last several weeks.
Okay. And for the patients who are now saying, well, this is the time I need to get in there, I have something that's fairly urgent that I need to get taken care of, what precautions are being taken for the patients and hospital staff?
Well, I'll start this, and then I'll hand it over to Dr. Dunn, because I'm sure he'll have a few things that I'm not thinking of. But first of all, one of the things that we've done, and it's not the case, I think, everywhere in the country, is we got to a point where we had ample supply to start masking every individual, visitor, patient, and team member, employee that comes into the hospital. So that's a requirement from the get-go. If you enter our facility, you get a mask, and you need to wear a mask. That protects you, that protects others. And so that is probably one of the most important things right off the bat that we've been doing, we will continue doing. We're also talking about things like screening patients in their cars, having ample space between seating areas in our waiting areas, if at all possible, and also trying to do things telephonically if possible, if that works out for the patient and the provider thinks that's the care that the patient needs.
All right. Now, does that mean at all the visitor policy has changed?
I'm going to hand this over to Matt because I know he's got a few things, Greg, that probably be important for everybody to hear.
Okay. Yeah, and just to add on what Art was saying about, you know, keeping both staff and patients safe at the hospital, certainly the universal masking, that's both staff and patients coming in. We're screening everyone that comes in as well so we can identify symptoms. We've updated our registration process to streamline that process to minimize people being in lines. We've also started a direct-to-room process and staggered visits so we can either eliminate or drastically reduce any waiting room use, as well as doing as much or all of the paperwork that we can directly in the room, and then a complete clean of each room. We've also taken the steps to identify anyone who might be symptomatic to recommend treating them in one of our potential COVID areas like our respiratory tent.